Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Tonight is the night. There will only be one. Mano y mano facing off.
They're both going to survive.
Governor Walz, there it is, thank you, versus Senator Vance at tonight's vice presidential debate.
The two candidates will face off in a studio on the west side of Manhattan that was once home to Captain Kangaroo.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Tonight is the night. There will only be one. Mano y mano facing off.
They're both going to survive.
Governor Walz, there it is, thank you, versus Senator Vance at tonight's vice presidential debate.
The two candidates will face off in a studio on the west side of Manhattan that was once home to Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice little nugget there.
Of course. Okay. But this isn't Vince, Mr. Pennywhistle debating Mr. Green Jeans, or Mr. Moose going up against Town Clown.
I come here today to ask you to vote for me, Mr. Moose.
No, this is J.D. Vance, a first-term senator, author, and Yale-educated lawyer, and Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, six-term congressman, and former high school football coach. Mano y mano. Now, like the presidential debate, there will be no audience in the studio. Unlike those debates, though, the mics will always be hot, although they do say they'll be muted if necessary. So the network, CBS, can mute if they need to, if things get a little out of hand.
Somebody just won't stop? What will that take?
One of the big questions, though, fact-checking. CBS says, nope, it's on them to fact-check each other. And this is a tough one. I don't know what the best answer is for this. I would argue what ABC did during the other debate between Harris and former President Trump actually would be the better way to go moving forward. But it's so hard to be able to do that without setting an unprecedented slippery slope of doing one side and not the other. And then you run into issues which were accused in the ABC one.
And you have to instantly know.
And it's really difficult to do.
Right, what the facts are.
Yes.
And sometimes they're couched as the candidates present them and things like that. So in order
to be fair,
you have to instantly know who's 100% true.
Right.
And sometimes you don't until you go do your research.
So instead, CBS
I'm fine
says,
with it like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate that we just have to put our trust in two candidates who we both know are not going to say all the truth.
Well, then, again, let them call each other on it.
So will this debate matter?
I think if someone is truly disastrous, it could matter.
Okay, well, define disastrous, ABC's Mary Bruce.
I mean, these are long-standing seasoned politicians. I don't think one of these guys is going to fall apart. But if someone says something truly offensive, truly outlandish, truly memorable, I think that that could make a difference.
All right, so that's Mary Bruce there. We'll be in baseball coverage, so we aren't airing the debate tonight, but you can hear it on 101.7 The Truth starting at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, hours before the debate, former President Donald Trump will be in Milwaukee. The former president expected to speak at Discovery World around 5. So heads up, if you work downtown, you can expect some road closures in and around the lakefront area around that time. The president also in Wanakee in Dane County area earlier this afternoon. And Doug Emhoff will be here, the second gentleman as well. This, of course, all happening as the Brewers are kicking off their playoff run at 4:32 at MMFam Field.
So you would assume that the stadium traffic is in place already with the first pitch at 4:32.
A
lot of tailgating
tight
and things like that. So you wouldn't have the motorcade colliding with that group.
Correct.
Hopefully. Inviting you to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. It takes only about 10 minutes. And to participate, you just text the word survey to the WTMJ Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. We'll send a survey link back to you to thank you for participating. You'll be entered to win a pair of Bucks tickets for the upcoming regular season and an overnight stay at the Pfister.
If you elect me as President of the United States, every American will have antlers.
Mr. Moose.
Even the uncles of the whole United States.
Mr. Moose.
Think. We'll all live in the forest.
Mr. Moose.
And all of our friends will be bunny rabbits.
Mr. Moose.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Are you ready? And then came the New York Mets.
And the ball game is
The call on Sportsnet New York as the Mets clinch a trip to the playoffs, beating the Braves in game one of their doubleheader. It was a great game. Back and forth, that first one. They lost the second game, which sends the Braves to San Diego and New York right back to Brew City.
The Brewers and Mets prepare to meet for a third time, this time in the postseason, as the Brewers get ready to host New York starting today at 4:32. One of the pieces of success for the Brewers, going 5-1 in the regular season against New York, was stealing bases, going 17-for-17. Overall, the Brewers had the second most steals in baseball. Rhys Hoskins knows just how valuable that could be.
We just make teams uncomfortable. We're on the base pass, gaining confidence, stealing bases, pushing the envelope a little bit. That just helps the confidence, I think, of the rest of the team. Just continuing to push that chaos, I think, is definitely something that we can leverage into helping us win some games here.
Willie Adames knows it can turn in a moment's notice from anyone.
You can't be surprised. You know, even like Rhys could go, you know, at some point, like, you know, like you never know. And I think that's why we were so good during the whole season, because we're just aggressive.
From American Family Field, I'm Dominic Catronio.
Again, 4:32 first pitch tonight. Had an audience with Brewers owner Mark Attanasio Monday.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
A few of us invited to talk with him, spent about 45 minutes with us at American Family Field. And when you think of where we were a year ago after the playoffs, manager Craig Counsell, hometown guy, spurns an offer to return, instead showing up at the Cubs, where the Northsiders finished a full 10 games behind the Brewers in the division. I asked Attanasio. I gave him the question. I told you I was going to do it.
Yep, you did.
You just mentioned losing Craig. I would invite you to please gloat a little bit about how this turned out for Chicago and for us.
I think my superstition does not permit me to gloat. Look, I'm mindful. I looked at some of our metrics this year. The league now has a balanced schedule. You play outside every team outside the league. And on every metric this year, we succeeded. Home and away, we're over 500. Teams out of league, we're over 500. Teams better than 500. I think we were second or third best in baseball, over 500.
Aww. He's pivoting. That's a non-answer.
Right, man. No doubt this takes the sting out of all that, even if your owner doesn't want to crow about it.
Voting is not part of my makeup.
All right.
Okay, fine. Asked and answered.
Baseball great Pete Rose, dead at the age of 83. Dikembe Mutombo, NBA superstar, passes away of brain cancer at the age of 58. Monday Night Football, the Lions beat up on the Seahawks. The Titans beat up on the Dolphins.
This week in Los Angeles, brother versus brother. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. His brother Mike is the offensive coordinator for the Rams. Asked if the two would be chatting it up this week.
I blocked his calls. He's out. No, I'm sure I'll talk to him. I mean, it's my brother, man. I'm going to talk to him. But we're not going to talk about ball.
All right.
I blocked his calls.
That would have been awesome.
Packers and Rams in Los Angeles, 3:25 kick on Sunday. At 6:24 on this Tuesday morning, one of Milwaukee's most prominent families had some big changes recently. Mariah and Giannis got married this offseason.
So how has married life been so far?
It's been really good. Like, you know, like they talk about that honeymoon phase in relationships. I feel like we're really on that honeymoon phase after marriage. Like, everything's just been amazing.
Mariah Antetokounmpo talking with friend of the program, Callie Herbst, founder of Milwaukee with Kids, MKEwithKids.com. Callie live with us this morning. Hi, Callie.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
We had such a nice chat with Mariah, formerly Mariah Riddlesberger, now Mariah Antetokounmpo. She and Giannis tied the knot, of course. They're back at it with your help supporting Milwaukee Diaper Mission, which I want to know about. But first, give us the stuff. What did she say about the wedding and all?
Okay. Yeah, no, I feel the same way. She told us about the wedding. She told us about the proposal. I had asked how he proposed, and she said that it was a shock to her. She was pregnant with their third baby, and he suggested a trip for the two of them. They hadn't gone on a trip, just the two of them together. So they went to Hawaii, and he made her a spa appointment in the morning and surprised her then in the evening down on the beach with a beautiful proposal with all kinds of flowers and that kind of thing. She said he did it was a beautiful proposal, and she was very happy with it.
Aww.
It's nice.
It is nice. So yeah. You were talking with Mariah because she and Giannis have been committed to Milwaukee Diaper Mission and have done a lot of work to raise the profile of that effort. So what did you talk about in that regard?
been supporting this mission for the last couple of years. Well, the last few years, ever since their son Maverick was born, they did, instead of a baby shower, they did a diaper drive for him. And she's taken this cause under her wing. She just feels really passionately that families shouldn't have to choose between these basic necessities. And so they've really gone all in on the Milwaukee Diaper Mission, which has been open since 2020. And before that, Milwaukee was one of the biggest cities that didn't have a diaper bank. And so this local mom sort of just started one. And that's what it is. It's really a grassroots effort. And so this year, the Charles Antetokounmpo Foundation is matching $50,000 of donations for this big give back that they do in at this time of year. And so if people, you know, Mariah said, you know, if it's on your heart and you think it's a good cause and a worthy cause, she does encourage people to donate to that.
You know what's so neat about it, Kelly, is that there are certain folks in the world who are just good-hearted people, but also see a window of opportunity when they can influence and inspire and use their notoriety for greatness. And that's exactly what they're doing.
I mean, I can't tell you how, I feel like, they really seem, I mean, they're either really good actors or they're really, really down-to-earth people. I mean, she was sharing how much she enjoys raising her kids here in Milwaukee because of kind of the slower pace of life and how they can kind of go to the park and take their kids places and people will recognize them but not overwhelm them and give them their space and their privacy to just have some family time. And, yeah, she said they love the fall fun stuff like the apple orchards and the pumpkin patches. And, of course, that was music to my ears. She was raised in California, so she doesn't love the snow. But the kids do because they were born here. So it was really fun to chat about their life and their family and all that.
Talking with the founder of Milwaukee with Kids, Kelly Herbst. Kelly, you speak with and engage with so many young families. For folks who haven't had babies in the house for a minute, can you characterize just really how expensive diapers are and how people can still help?
That's such a good question. And the answer is that for one baby for 1 week, it's $25. So, and then you're looking at, you know, obviously a lot more than that, right? So you've got every week, every month, however many kids you have. And so it really gets to be expensive. And the interesting thing is, well, there's a couple things. Donating larger diaper sizes is where their biggest need is. If you're going to actually donate physical diapers to them, their largest need is like the size 5 and 6. But the monetary donations go so much farther because they can buy them. Obviously, they have the connections to buy them wholesale. So you can get many more diapers with your monetary donations. But yeah, so I mean, even $25 is really at least a tangible impact, right? 1 week, one baby, $25.
Kelly Herbst is the founder of Milwaukee with Kids. You can see that whole interview. It's up on the website right now, mkewithkids.com. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
The Brewers playoff opponent is set. We'll look ahead to the game coming up at 6:45.
Big old party taking place down south today. Former President Jimmy Carter is 100 years old.
Celebrations are happening today to mark the 100th birthday of America's 39th president. In his hometown of Plains, family friend Jan Williams tells me,
"It's such a milestone that he wanted to reach. He's taught us so much in 100 years.
Carter is set to spend the day at his home there in Plains, where he's been in hospice care since February of 2023. A military flyover is planned in Plains, as well as several other community events. In Atlanta, the Carter Library is charging only 100 cents for admission, a penny for every year of his life. Jonathan O'Brien, ABC News, Atlanta.
That's the best part. That was always my favorite stories when his wife passed away a couple years ago, just how they're just cheap, like they save sandwich bags and things just because that's what you do.
I believe we were looking for thrifty.
Yes, thrifty was the word, yes.
6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up on 6:42 this Tuesday morning. You got to take your vehicles in for emissions.
Hate doing it. I hate it. You wait in line forever.
You can't find a place.
Yeah,
either.
They don't want to do it. It's no incentive to them to do it for you.
It is a tremendous pain in the... So, there is an innovative solution that just might catch on. A self-service emissions test site.
Please explain.
So, used to be, as you indicated, right, you took your car to a Department of Motor Vehicles official testing site. you know, you pull in, you do your thing, you get your tags renewed, bing, bing, bing. But you had to go to one of those official DMV sites.
Yep.
That changed in an effort, I guess, to save the state money and to make it more convenient, right? That was the plan, that you would be able to take your vehicles just to any mechanic who was participating
in
the program.
Or oil change place.
Yeah,
or
whatever. Right. Any of those places, and they could do it. And then they get a little payment from the state for doing the inspection, and off you go. Well, talk to some of these mechanics, and many just quit doing it. Said it was a pain for them. It was not a money maker, that they were better off having their team working on cars.
Right, yeah.
Than getting a few bucks for handling this line of cars that was out there just for the emissions test. So it's become hard to find places that are still doing it. Enter this plan. Wisconsin Vehicle Inspection Program announcing self-service emissions testing kiosks. Very limited right now. News released this week. There'll be one on the north side of Milwaukee, 87th and Brown Deer, one on the south side, about 27th and Ryan in Oak Creek.
Okay.
So if you've got a 2007 or newer vehicle, you can use one of these sites. It's got to be easy to use, right? It didn't detail exactly how it works, but it's got to be easy.
Imagine how long those lines will be. Oh,
sir, you not help, sir? That'd be me. I could barely change my
own. You've seen the lines at Home Depot. Sometimes those people, you can't figure out how to slide the thing and scan your own stuff.
Yeah, there is that. Well, additionally, the state is also adding emissions-only testing locations across southeast Wisconsin, announcing some 200 facilities. Best way I can tell you on how to find one of these is, you know, you would start with the DOT website, and then you go to the emissions testing area on the DOT website, and then there are links in there that show you where these facilities are, what kind of hours. And on these other testing sites, you don't need an appointment. That's the other thing. Sometimes you got to make an appointment to go in and have your thing.
It's crazy.
No, because you want to know when you've got 15 minutes extra,
yes.
And you're like, I'll just swing by
zip
here.
Zip in, get it done. Car's going to pass anyway.
So definitely we'll go that route next time, but some relief on that front. 6:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Are you ready, Brewers fans? And a swing and a miss. He struck it out. The high cheese from Devin Williams.
Jackson Chourio.
With the right. And another one flies. Are you kidding?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. The Brewers buzz is on.
Been a pretty good season.
Pretty good
year.
Brewers and Mets this afternoon from American Family Field. That audio there is from my Brewers hype video that the team put together. It's on their social media. It'll work for
you. Can't miss it.
Trust
it's
me.
All the chills, all the feels.
It'll work for you. It's pretty awesome. It starts this afternoon. The Mets returning to Milwaukee following their doubleheader split with the Braves. WTMJ's Dom Catronio.
The Brewers prepare for Game 1 of the National League Wildcard Series against the New York Mets today at 4:32 right here on WTMJ. And in doing so, they have to prepare their postseason roster for the first round. Two questions loom. Will Sal Frelick be healthy enough to join the roster? He suffered a severe contusion crashing into the right field wall on Friday night.
I rode the crutches yesterday and was kind of just walking around was definitely more bearable. So I'm comfortable saying that I can go out and play like I have the whole year.
Furthermore, another decision looms in the bullpen. Brian Hudson has not been with the team since the beginning of September after he was optioned to AAA Nashville. The Brewers citing a concern with his velocity and his command. Brian feels like a brand new man.
Oh, it'd be awesome. I mean, that's what I've been working this whole time for, and obviously that's what we've all worked for this whole year. So be big, and if I get that opportunity, I'll be ready.
Remember to keep it here on WTMJ, your home of the Brewers, all October long. From American Family Field, I'm Dominic Catronio.
You know, and you, Dom, mentioned it. You think about how the Mets came to be in this position. Milwaukee to Atlanta, two games in Atlanta. Atlanta to Milwaukee, playing again already this afternoon because they had games rained out. Had a chance to be with Brewers owner Mark Attanasio on Monday. And I asked him, you know, about our ballpark that the people built.
When you look, Mark, at what's playing out today, two teams still fighting for a spot in the playoffs, having to play a doubleheader before the postseason begins. The people of Wisconsin reinvested in this ballpark with a roof. And outside of the niceties and the comforts for fans, it also brings this team a competitive advantage.
You know, the fact that you know you're going to play, you know, every day, so you can prepare properly, less likely to have injuries for a number of reasons.
Yeah, Attanasio later telling me that he's reaching out to lawmakers in Madison this week with another thank you in light of us again making the postseason. But also, as you see what happened in the American League with the A's playing Their last game ever in Oakland. Team is moving. Baseball is gone in Oakland. And that moved him and caused him to want to reach out to those lawmakers and say, thanks for getting this done.
Very similar franchises. They've had a little bit more success than the Brewers, but a little bit older. But 57 years in Oakland, and now they're gone. Baseball great Pete Rose is dead at the age of 83. Dikembe Mutombo passes away. He was 58. Monday Night Football, Lions beat the Seahawks. The Titans beat the Dolphins.
Packers and Rams on Sunday. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says, yeah, he still has confidence in his young kicker, Braden Narveson. How really? Can that be?
Are you sure?
So he explained it. So he was asked to explain that statement. Narveson missed two field goals in a two-point loss to the Vikings on Sunday. LaFleur says he has confidence in him because he sees it in practice. He knows he's got the legs. He knows he can hit, but also admits that has to translate to game day success.
We've got to go perform, and we expect him to make those kicks as well. So we've got to make sure that we get that production and make sure that his routine is right, and he's got to be able to self-correct as well.
And his point there that, okay, you miss one, fine. You know, why did you miss that? What are the corrections that you need to make so right. you don't miss the second mm-hmm. one? And that guy's our kicker till he's not. 3:25 kickoff in L.A. on Sunday.
He's from Devin Williams.
Jackson Churio. Get
him! Get him! In the right, and another one flies! Are you kidding?
On this Tuesday morning, checking in with two-time sports writer of the year and friend of the program, Lori Nichol. Lori, so you were at Bucks Media Day, which, you know, good to see the band back together. They're about to kick off their training camp and then preseason.
Yeah.
You and all your sports buddies were talking about the Brewers, right?
Well, for sure. I mean, remember I was the anti-fan at the beginning of the year for baseball, and now I'm totally hooked. Like, when the Packers game was on Sunday, I had the Packers game muted. I'm like, I know how that's going to go. I was watching a Brewers game. And I just, the two-hour games, plus this team is really intriguing. I have like six storylines here that I want to follow. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know, Lori, what I said to Vince the other day was, if they can go on a run, if they can go deep, I don't know if they could make it to the World Series or whatever, but if they go deep, they could be the darlings of the league. It just, they seem like such a likable team that the country would root for. All of Major League Baseball would root for this tiny, scrappy club.
Right, because the coach is kind of uncensored, you know, or the manager, excuse me. He says what, you know, I've learned so much from listening to his press conferences about baseball. But when you look at Jackson Churio and how young this team is and how far they've come, that's one. You remember they were doing like bench clearing brawls in the beginning of the year, like in April.
Right. Gotten some fights.
Yeah, so they're still bringing that energy, but it's more of a Sal Frelick, like, "Are you hurt? I can go tomorrow." You know, like that kind of energy. Like they all want it. They have this energy. They have this really cool blend of the veterans with the really young, fresh-faced kids who don't, you know, won't be in this scenario before. They're probably going to make mistakes, which can kind of make them endearing, too. Like, that's going to happen. But, you know, I really want to watch for how aggressive they can maintain their style. Because in playoffs, we see this in sports all the time. And I'm new to baseball, so it's new eyes for me. But do you get tight? Do you get nervous? Do you not get as aggressive with the base stealing? Are you not as comfortable at the plate? Like, what's the pitching like that they're facing? That's really what I want to face. But you had mentioned darlings. They've all been really cool to deal with. And I'm an idiot when it comes to sports. I told you that. I don't know with baseball. And everybody there has been really, really nice. So, yeah, I think everybody would like this team. They're so Milwaukee representative.
You know, you mentioned manager Pat Murphy, Lori, and I think what's so interesting is you see such a youth movement in coaching in the National Football League, right? Matt LaFleur is in his 40s. All of these guys, the young, new, hip coach that can communicate with these younger generations. But here are the Brewers. Pat Murphy, don't know if he still is, but it was 65 years old when he got the job. How is he still able to reach these young guys and strike that perfect balance?
You know, but that's what's great, too, when you're that's a great question for him, so I'll write that down, Vince. Thanks. But I think that, you know, I cannot wait to get to that age where I could just say what I see and not have to play the game of, oh, I don't want to offend you, or I don't, like, tell me what needs to be done so I can get better. And a true athlete true competitor, that's what they're looking for. And Pat Murphy just seems to have the no BS factor to him with his approach to being a manager. And what does he have to lose? I mean, how many people expected of this of him when he took over? That was such a controversial nationally. So he can kind of, this first year is totally a honeymoon year, and everything went great. And, you know, there, even when they had the four-game hangover losing streak, he pulled them together without calling anybody out or throwing anybody on the bus publicly. So, you know, there's, don't overlook the 65-year-old, and same with Doc Rivers with the Bucks. Like, get, you know, let some of these, you know stuff at that point. You've lived it. So let that knowledge be bestowed to a young team like this with Bryce Terang and Churio and all these other kids.
If you do ask him the question, just I'll get you ready for the answer, because Eric and I pursued a similar line of questioning with Murph when he was new. What did he use the term? My tired old ass? Is that what you want to know? How's my tired old ass talk to these kids?
So that, yep.
Get ready for that answer.
Okay, I can use that in print.
Absolutely.
I can definitely use that.
Lori Nicolai with us this morning on the front end of the Brewers playoff run. Thanks, Lori. See you at the yard today.
Awesome. See you later.